March 2023, and I'm your host, Justin. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about Amy Rose's school gets snowed in.
This podcast is sponsored by
Podbot.ai.
Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
This article tells the story of how Amy Rose's school got snowed in and how Amy Rose, as a playable character in the Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, is competing in the games.
Dash.
Amy Rose is a pink female anthropomorphic hedgehog who is part of the Hedgehog franchise. She has very high skill and stamina stats, as well as an average speed and power. In addition, she has a huge crush on Sonic the Hedgehog, her best friend in the franchise. Amy Rose's school, Yorba Linda High School in California, is part of the Orange County School District. It is situated in a small town located in the foothills of the San Bernardino Mountains. Amy Rose is a playable character in many versions of Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, starting with London 2012 Olympic Games. She was also a serious competitor at Rio 2016 Olympic Games, where she came fourth overall. Amy Rose has been a part of the Sonic franchise since her first appearance in Sonic Adventure 2 Battle. She had been invited to Sochi, Russia, for the 2014 Olympic Winter Games. She was excited to go and meet up with her old friends Mario, Sonic, Luigi and the Three Toads. On her way there she encountered Dr. Eggman, who challenged her to a race in order to win an invitation to the opening ceremony of the 2014 Olympic Winter Games. Despite a few setbacks, Amy managed to beat Dr. Eggman in a round of racing and finally return with the invitation for Peach's grand opening ceremony at Sochi 2014 Olympics. However, when she returns home, she discovers that her school has been snowed in. Silver and Sonic had been walking around the park when they noticed the snowfall and knew it was going to be a difficult situation. Rouge told Amy that Knuckles and Blaze were trying to clear the way, but it was taking longer than expected. Meanwhile, Shadow had started helping Vector, Bowser, and My Dog Tip with their shovels. Amy was relieved that everyone was helping out, but it still seemed like an impossible task. She decided to take a break from shoveling and went inside the old tinsel tree for a cup of hot cocoa. While she was there, she took time to admire its beauty as the snowflakes fell from the branches in slow motion. Little did she know that a late winter storm was coming that would take down trees and power lines, leaving nearly 20,000 customers in central Tennessee without power. The storm snapped tree branches and power lines, damaging homes and other buildings in its path. It took crews of workers to restore the power after the storm left at least 2 deaths and damaged homes behind it. It started late in the winter and caught the holiday season off guard. Amy Rose's school was snowed in, and the library policy had to be changed. They decided to try the old college try of book banning, but it didn't help much. The snow kept falling, with at least a foot of accumulation in some areas. It continued for months before finally tapering off. Amy Rose's school was one of many that got snowed in this winter. As a result, the school library had 37 books to review regarding their content. According to a district spokeswoman who declined to be named, KGWS, the district has finished their review process and decided to keep 9 of the controversial books. The superintendent of the school district agreed with these results, but left open the possibility for reconsideration. An interview with the superintendent and an administrator revealed that they were considering removing some of those books from the list voted on by the committee. Dr. Earl Masongilla said the school district was in the process of adopting a policy to resolve book protests and checking certain books. The Wilsonville School District has finished the review processes for returning books to the school library shelves. Dr. Masongilla expressed his appreciation for the process, saying that it allowed parents to opt their children out of reading certain books if they so desired. Gadberry expressed his favor for the new policy and stated that it would be adopted within a month. On Christmas Day, Amy Rose and her twin brother, Cream, were surprised to find their school libraries filled with 3 dozen books from the public library. They decided to spend the day exploring the new titles and found a secret Cinderella book amongst them. Amy Rose formed a group of friends who wanted to read the same book. They called themselves the Amy Rose Group, and decided that their first task was to read Amish Christmas by Mark Daniels. While reading this book, they were enthralled by the story of a young girl named Rose who joins up with a rabbit in order to discover her own destiny. This story reminded them of Sonic.
Heroes and Duke's Secret Rabbit Fly Type, two games they enjoyed playing together as children. Amy Rose and her school friends Cindy Robinson and Maria, the echidna, were all snowed in at their school. Amy had come to school wearing a dress that matched her headband perfectly. Rose was convinced Shadow, Sonic's former rival, could help them get out of the dangerous snowstorm. With his help, they managed to find a muffler-matching ski cap and cap-matching scarf for everyone. To keep everyone warm in the cold weather, they even had scarf earmuffs and earmuffs red boots. They were also able to find some matching snow pants and white muffler for each person. When the school got snowed in, it got the attention of a nearby snowplow driver. The driver struck an 80-year-old man, who happened to be a bystander outside the school. Press writers Bobby and Kimberly Chandler were able to interview the snowplow driver, and he said that he didn't know why he was there. He said that it was his greatest gift to be associated with such a great press writers. Bobby and Kimberly also reported that the snowplow driver hated summer and people from Virginia. Later, police said that Dr. Mann had been struck by the snowplow driver and died at the scene.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Justin and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Adventures of Amy Rose and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.